Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hey listeners, it's Trish again from Transforming Bodies, and today I'm here with Matt. Now Matt actually runs Hi-Tech Laser, and they are the Australian distributors for the HydraFacial. So today we're going to have a little bit of a chat about the HydraFacial and what it is and why it's so wonderful. It's a treatment that I absolutely love. I've had it done myself a couple of times, but Matt's going to tell us all about it. So welcome, Matt.
Hi Trish, how are you today?
Good. I know you're really excited to be here with me. So tell us, so what is the HydraFacial in plain English?
Well, put simply, it's a skin treatment that will give you the healthiest skin you've ever had. And it's a treatment that is suitable for everybody. So every single person that's going to a clinic for wanting better skin is a suitable patient for HydraFacial.
Yeah, right. So basically what it is, it's like it's a device that kind of puts, has these serum bottles in there, and it's a there's a few processes. So tell us a bit about the process. So a patient goes in and they book in for a HydraFacial to zhuzh up their skin. So what's step number one?
Yeah, so I would say HydraFacial is a treatment, but the clinic needs to have a HydraFacial device to do the treatment. It's a four-step treatment that normally takes about 20 to 25 minutes. And it's essentially about giving you the cleanest skin you've ever had and then infusing antioxidants to help you have healthier skin. So the first step is cleanse and exfoliate. So it's a little bit like a mild microdermabrasion treatment, but it's not microdermabrasion. It's just about cleanse and exfoliating, removing the dead skin cells and the debris from the surface of the skin. So that's the first step.
Okay, so that's done with a little handpiece, isn't it? So it's not the old cleanse thing where you put some cream on and take it off. It's all done with a little kind of nibby thing. Is that right?
Well, so the device is using one of the serums that has that is, let's say, designed to optimize that cleanse and exfoliation process. And the serum is pushed into the skin by the device. And then there's a spiral tip, which is, let's say, has some sharp edges on it, which is designed to take away that superficial layer of dead skin cells. So it's a combination of the materials in the solution and the tip itself that's removing the debris from the skin.
Oh, got it. And does it hurt?
No, I just had a treatment 5 minutes ago. It feels like a wet, scrapey feeling. That's how I describe the first step.
Yeah, I know it doesn't hurt because I've had it, but I thought I'd ask you that out loud anyway. All right, so that's step number one. What's number two?
So step two is a light peel. And so it's once again delivered with the device. There's a different tip that they use for that because we want a different effect on the skin. And the peel is designed to soften the sebum in the pores. So simply to prepare the skin so that we can then do step three, which is deep extractions. And I would say deep painless extractions. So we can really then remove all of blocked pores, yeah, all the things that are in the pores and creating blocked pores, we want to get that out, and that's what the deep extraction part of the treatment is all about.
Okay, and that doesn't hurt either, does it?
No, it's probably the step where it feels there's a bit more pressure and a bit more suction, and it does feel a little bit more scrapey, but no, it's certainly not painful.
Right, and so is this all done on the face and the neck, or you could just do your decolor, you could pretty much do it anywhere on the body, couldn't you?
You can, and as the treatment's becoming more popular worldwide, it's being used for more often for different parts of the body. I think initially, the treatment's called HydraFacial, so initially the concept was for the face, and that's where most people will have congestion and notice the improvement and be looking for the treatment, but it's becoming more common to treat the neck and the décolletage as well, and then probably next would be hands, the backs of hands, rather, but people are having their backs treated, really basically everywhere is being treated.
Yeah, because I know it's really good for, really congested skin, I suppose, like people that have got like pores or acne or like really yucky kind of just a congested skin. It's a great way to go and have a quick 20-minute treatment. It's like a facial on steroids, I guess, for want of a better word.
I think you're exactly right. And as far as clearing congestion, that's absolutely one of its strongest points, and I think the proof of that is that it's being performed in many dermatology clinics, plastic surgery clinics, and really specialized medical skin clinics. You know, it's not really seen as a beauty treatment. This is a treatment being offered mostly by medical clinics, and some non-medical skin clinics have it as well.
Actually, yeah, that's true. And one thing I've noticed in the industry as well these days is like even people doing surgery, they always like the skin to be in its best tip-top condition before they actually do any cutting of any sort. So it's kind of good as a, you know, going in towards the surgery as well, because you're going to plump up your skin. So it's probably worth having a course of treatments or something before surgery.
Yeah, I think what's becoming common practice for a hydrofacial a clinic with hydrofacial is they're using it as the foundation for almost all of their other treatments. So whether someone's taking on a skincare regime that they'll be then doing for the next, you know, for the foreseeable future at home themselves, whether they're having skin treatments that are more aggressive in the clinic, like having stronger peels, whether they're having a course of laser treatments, whether they're having injectables or surgery, many of the clinics are using hydrofacial as the beginning and the end of that treatment, as I said, as the foundation treatment. And then when they've finished the more specialised treatment that they're having, they're then continuing on with a hydrofacial treatment to maintain the skin health and just having it on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, yeah, right. So you kind of book it in as a regular part of your maintenance to keep yourself, you know, plump and hydrated.
Yes, that's right. And I think one of the keys about hydrofacial, I mentioned it earlier, is that everybody can benefit from a hydrofacial. So it might be that 50% of patients going to a cosmetic medical clinic are having injectables, and 25% are having a laser treatment, and 10 or 20% are having surgery, but 100% of people can enjoy a hydrofacial and get the benefits from it. So it's really something that's suitable for everyone.
Yeah, totally. And so what's that step four? What's the last one? Because it's a four-step process.
Yeah, so if you finish step three, which is the deep extractions, it really means that your skin is as clean as it's ever going to be. The pores have been opened up, the debris and the gunk from the pores has now been removed, and the skin is ready to accept the good stuff. And so step four is infusing the antioxidants. And there's a range of antioxidants in the hydrofacial serum, and the device is designed to push that into the skin and give you the most effect you can from the good stuff. You know, that's what it's all about. And so following that step, you know, everybody gets up, looks in the mirror, feels their skin, and they immediately notice the difference. It's an instant improvement in their skin.
It does feel great. I do love it. I'm definitely an advocate for it. So tell me, this is something that's kind of perfect for like a pre-event as well, isn't it? Say if you're getting married or anything like that, even, you know, you could go with all your bridesmaids or something, have great looking skin before or...
Oh, that's exactly what they do. You know, so what a lot of women will do in that scenario is they'll have the treatment the day before. So not necessarily on the day, but all of the bridesmaids and, you know, the mothers and the bride would go along and all have their hydrofacial together. And then that way, you know, for the wedding, they're all looking great. So, yes, that's becoming more and more common.
Yeah, sounds great. So now when you're booking in, you've got to have a mani and a pedi and have your hydrofacial as well.
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. And just one last thing. So there's a lot of these around Australia, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's hundreds.
Awesome. So if you're after a practitioner, you can. We've got a way to find someone near you. Can you tell us how we can do that, Matt?
Sure. Probably the simplest way is to go to likeyourlook.com.au, and then you can put your postcode into the locator and it'll give you a list of your closest clinics.
Perfect. So that's pretty easy peasy to find someone. And, of course, if you have any problems, you can always send us an email to info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. So thank you so much for joining us here today, Matt.
My pleasure, Trish.
The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.